Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show, and I think we're live. Are we on? Our apologies go out to Robert Negrete of the 72 Superstock at LVMS. Really do apologize for our broadcast last week when he was supposed to be on. We had some technical problems, and obviously since then have fix those problems, and he hung with us most of the night while we were trying to work it out, and we do appreciate that. We hope to get Robert back on a upcoming future show not too long from now. So want to get him on before the race starts up this week. Oh my god. But hey, sometimes things happen, and we really do.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, well, more than Houston.
Boy, did we crash and burn last week.
You know, and we talked about that. Our percentage rate for those kind of issues, I think this is one in over
7.5 years. February was 7.
So.
April, May, June, July, August, 6.
Yeah.
7.5 years, and we've never really missed a show.
So
unfortunately,
it was when Robert was in. We do apologize.
Sorry, Robert, man.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Next time he does come in, we'll have even more to talk about.
That's right.
Him. So, but yeah, you're right. You know, our failure rate has been low.
Yeah.
Unlike
52 shows a year.
Yeah.
7 years. Right. 364.
Six years. Yeah. Going on 6.5 coming up. Yep.
312 shows. All right. Right?
Yeah.
52 weeks?
Yeah.
Right? Times 6. Right? 312 shows. Only one have we missed. So I don't know. What's that percent? A half percent?
A quarter?
A quarter
yeah.
percent.
So very, very, you know.
Sorry, everybody, but shit happens.
Yep.
Welcome to racing.
Yeah, exactly right.
Welcome to a racing radio show.
Yeah, last week was one of those moments. So.
It's one of those moments of 2017.
started 2016.
No, that started 2014.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Well, yeah. When everything goes to shit, it goes to shit.
Hey, it's like showing up at the racetrack thinking you have everything ready to go, and you go to start it up, go to line up, and it ain't starting or something's happened, you know.
Pretty much.
And that's what it was. So we're scrambling.
There was gas in the car. Our board was plugged in.
Our finger was on the start button. And we pushed it, but it didn't crank.
We were pushing.
What's that boy?
Your show will not go live tonight.
What's that voice that we hear? That
yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
Your show will go live in 30 seconds.
Yep.
Your show will not go live tonight.
You will not be live.
Yeah.
No, so thanks for hanging in there with us, Robert.
Yep. He stayed the whole night.
Yeah.
We were watching a baseball game. Congratulations. We didn't have a chance to.
We didn't watch a baseball game in lieu of trying to get things fixed.
Me and Robert were while you two were putzing with the computer and talking to whatever her name is on there. Me and Robert were watching the Basic High School. Congratulations to them. Basic High School baseball team winning down in South Carolina.
And did I
they
hear
won
you
the
say
American Legion Cup?
Did I hear you? Yeah, I was gonna say. Did I hear you say they won
American Legion World Series.
Crazy!
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which
from Vegas.
From Vegas. Proud of the team representing Vegas. Got to be proud of Kai Grasser, Billy Grasser, and Jen Grasser out there in South Carolina.
Did you guys see them in the on TV on the
couple
stand.
Couple funny.
Yeah, holding the sign. We love our boys.
Well, they're the ones
Billy.
With the face painted, and their shirts are all painted out, their stomachs painted out.
No, not them ones.
Oh, okay.
No, they were the ones sitting down, not the ones standing up.
Bill and Jen a little more reserved. That's all. But
I don't know. Bill,
I don't know about Bill.
I
know
Jennifer.
I
was
going
to say.
No.
That makes more sense.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's, what do you mean lifting up their shirts? It's a little weekend. Freaking high school kids.
As we said,
you never see how serious these parents are at these games? Come on.
I haven't been to one in a long time.
As we said, Jennifer's a little more reserved. Billy, on the other hand, I don't think so.
But,
oh, man. Anyway.
Robert Negrete, we'll get him on again sometime.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Driver of the 72 Super Stock out there. So we're back live.
Yep, exactly.
I hope.
You know what? And if you do want to check out any previous shows, of course, Robert's not one of them. But
yeah.
Hannah was on just before him previously. And if you want to check out any of those shows, you can go to onwheelsnow.com. Click on the On Wheels Now blue underline link, and it'll take you right to all the archives.
Yeah.
You can scroll back pages and pages and
before
there's,
that was Pat Petrie, right before the Rocky Mountain Raceway race.
A lot of great guests.
Yeah.
Dan Fitzgerald not too long ago, you know. So.
Yeah, you want to call in, give us a call. You can chew Gary and Mike out for failing to get us up and running last week.
That's technical. That's called an act of God.
Act of computer.
Yeah. You can ask them what happened because I sure as hell don't know what happened. Give us a call, 702-485-4699. That's 702-485-4699. You can ask them why they pissed off the little lady who tells us whether we have a show or not.
Hey, if you want to crash with us, hop in the passenger seat. We're ready to go.
I was just going to say, two of us trying to get this thing running, and then we add JJ in there?
Oh,
what
my Lord.
Made it worse.
I just sat in the back seat.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Maybe that was the problem.
Hey, I tried. I tried to get on. I was trying.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of crashing.
Thanks for keeping Robert busy while we were trying to
act. Well, you know, he was a guest, so I had a lot of questions for him, you know. So I get a lot of questions.
You can come up with your...
He'll give us a call about 6:15 next time we invite him in. Okay,
are you
live?
Sure. Right.
I'll take the last half an hour.
Right.
You know. But
no
Robert, cool guy, same with his dad, you know, went through a story with Superstock, how he built it, got that car from scratch, built it from scratch,
you know,
and won
his
first race the beginning of the season.
And if you're not, if you're a racer, you probably know, if you're not a racer, to get an early model car like that to be competitive in a Superstock type 70, division,
71
is tough to do.
Yep.
It's tough to do, so... But anyways, you'll find out more when Robert comes back on. We do appreciate your patience with us last week and can't say it enough. So thank you.
Give us a call, 702-485-4699. Hey, maybe you want us to get one of the drivers on the show. Maybe you want to learn about them. Give us a call. Let us know who you think we should bring on the show.
All right,
there you go. Open it up to the fans. Who you want to hear?
There you go.
Sounds you know, well, we can do 7 questions like did Danny.
Who you want to know about?
Who's your favorite driver that you would love to hear on our show? Give us a call, 702-485-4699.
What I was going to say, speaking of crashing, but maybe after this Friday, maybe one of my favorite drivers might be Hannah Rickards. I don't know how much we're allowed to talk about that, but I do want to put it out there.
You know what?
What's that?
I was going to invite everybody to the test on Friday night.
So here's what's going on. If you heard, actually, not just the past show with Hannah, but the previous show she was on.
The very first show she was
on. We talked a little bit, because she's a runner. You know, if you haven't heard, go to the onwheelsnow.com link at onwheelsnow.com and listen to the show with Hannah Rickards, the previous one and this one. Just scroll back a couple pages or so. But one thing you would know about her is that she's a runner, a marathon runner, and actually did a marathon this 26.2.
Oh, make sure you get the
0.2 mile run. But we talked about her running, but we also talked about her getting in a race car. So, of course, she's not going to race or anything. But Gary had come up with an idea, putting her in a bomber on a practice night, and actually set it up. So she's got an open invitation, and actually said she may do it. And I think she actually said she will do it, if I'm not mistaken.
She said she will be there on Friday night.
Okay, not unless you're going to get in, but she will be there. But the thing is, if she got into the race car on the flip side, Gary would have to, I said he'd have to run a marathon. Now, he goes, whoa. I did say I'm going to run a marathon, but I will run
from my pits.
The pits, which is way back.
Where everybody knows where I pit back there.
The
or a lot of them. Yep, where the barbecue is. I will run from my pits all the way to the tech building.
Oh, that's nothing.
And back.
And back.
And back now.
But I get to break to talk to Tim Richter
about when to get
at the tire barn.
Yes.
let's not cut it short. Next
once or twice.
A little further
there
to the tire barn is the tech building. Right?
Yes.
So we don't want to take away any extra steps from Gary. Not the tire barn. It's past the tire barn.
It's the little white house out there.
So here's the deal.
It's the baby white house.
Hannah Rickards is going to hop in the 33
bomber
on practice night on the track by herself with nobody else
out
there.
For the first time she's ever been in one of them cars?
Now,
no, we don't want nobody
you know
on the
Hannah,
track with her.
If you've been to the track, you know she's the track side announcer. And she's been on that track more than most people have been on that track, but never in a...
Including me this year.
Right? But never behind the wheel.
Yes, in a car.
Any car. So the deal is that she will get in the race car, but Gary will run his marathon, which is going to be from his pit. And we're going to make sure Tim doesn't talk to him very much because it's a continuous run from his – I want to see Gary run from his pit to the White House.
Why don't they
and
think – I've seen you run. Why do they think that you can't run?
The whole – because I'm fat.
The whole problem here
– the whole problem here is Michael thinks I can't do it.
I don't think that's the problem. Because, listen,
I want my pepperoni pizza waiting for me.
Okay, I was going to bring cheese, but I'm glad you specified pepperoni pizza because one of the things that Hannah did point out when she was on was at the end of the marathon, they had pizza and pie.
Yeah.
So I said I would have pizza there if Gary does this. So
the problem here is he thinks I can't do it.
Well, listen, there's a reason why I think you can't.
Because I'm fat?
First of all,
I'm fat too. I didn't know you're coming.
No. First of all, you're not fat. You're just very hard to kidnap.
Wait a minute. Who says anybody wants to kidnap him anyways?
All
and
right.
For what reason?
And two, I have seen Gary run.
Okay.
Now, wait.
When there is yellow jackets and security printed
exactly.
on the back of them.
Now, I was going to say, now give me the reasons why he ran.
Okay. All right. I have seen Gary run. All right. So that's a piece of cake.
Now, don't bring yellow jackets with you so he can run, okay?
And then, I don't know, we can go back about 5 years ago from our pits in the back of Pahrump to the tech area.
Which is about six or seven spaces, by the way. No.
So I have seen him run. Running to the tech barn from the pits is a piece of cake.
Well, no, and that was the point I was going to bring up is usually when we're running at the track, it's for a reason. Like, oh, crap, I got to get here by this time or whatever. This time it's because he has to just run. There's no incentive except run and pizza.
And as we know, Hannah is a runner, and she's going to run right next to me.
Right.
She'll be there to catch me when I fall.
Or give you a push while you're running.
Give me a push, yeah.
So if you haven't been out to the track on a Friday night, practice night, it might be a cool night if you want to see somebody for the first time. She probably won't be going very fast, but
hey,
who am I to say?
We don't care how fast she goes. She's just out there.
As long as she turns in the turn.
Yeah. Yeah. And am I not mistaken that the grandstand side is
free
for Friday night?
Yes.
Okay.
Grandstand side is free. So if you don't want to pay to get in the pits, just come hang out in the grandstand side.
Cheer her on while she's going by.
There's no vendors or anything like that on that side on that night. Just the bathrooms would be open, and you just walk through and just, you know, hang out.
Yeah.
Look for the white and blue bomber. And it, well, it'd be hard to tell if JJ's driving it or Hannah. I was going to say, look for the slow driver, but you might not be able to tell the difference.
Really?
Really?
Hey, I've got to throw you something.
Here
man.
We go.
Hey, maybe you can make some stickers on it, and we'll stick them up if Hannah is going to drive it. Say Hannah on
I'll
the side.
I'll be honest with you. Okay? Probably you could tell whether it's Hannah or me. Hannah probably won't hit the wall.
Well, with any luck, she won't hit the wall.
Okay. Or hit one of the fire vehicles or a pole or a tire.
We'll probably have a remote kill switch.
Now, was it back in November or October of last year when we had Hannah on the first time?
It was after Chet came in.
So it had to
followed.
Be December.
It was December 6th when she was on.
Yeah, December. I was in Georgia.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it was
so
the
my
first
nephew's
week of
wedding.
December.
Yeah. So
my nephew, Philip, and
yes.
Shannon.
So it was.
Yeah. I was in December.
So this is a 8-month-long wait.
Uh-huh. I can't wait.
Nope.
Can't wait. Tell your friends about it. You know, hey, make sure Rob Street knows about it so he can take some pictures. I want to see some pictures of Gary falling when Hannah pushes him while they're running.
No,
and just, also with her in the car.
I just received an important text that,
thank God for
that
Texas.
Somebody, okay, needs to video it. We need Rob Street out there to video
it. He does
this,
do video editing, so
this
maybe
run.
This would be a good one.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've seen the guy run before.
Tell him
okay.
to bring his little go kart. His what's he
go-kart.
On? One of those little two wheel
scooters.
Electric
scooters.
Yeah. Is he allowed to have that in the pits?
He's authorized.
Okay. I want
to
see his $1 million
coverage.
I'd like to see that because then he can put it in slow motion when Gary's like slowing down even worse and ready to give up.
Gary's not a quitter.
That's a piece of cake for him. Now, I would throw the phone number out there if you ask Gary to run 5 laps around the bull ring.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
Well, do you want to sweeten the pot? Do you want to run with Gary?
I'll start putting some money up on.
Do you want to start run with Gary on Friday night?
I don't
on.
Run.
Let's work something out.
I don't run. I'll get one of my resident collection scooters.
Electric wheelchair?
That's it. Yeah, I got one. I can borrow one. There's no doubt about it.
So this Friday is when this
maybe,
is going to happen on a practice.
Maybe I'll video it in the electric scooter.
Well, the way you make it sound, you might not be able to keep up with Gary. The way you make it sound like he's like
a sprinter. It's a piece of cake.
He don't have a reason
it's a
to
piece
run.
Of cake.
We'll see. Maybe for a piece of cake, he would probably do it, but it's not a piece of cake.
Okay. I've seen Gary run.
JJ, he's going to be surprised.
What's the farthest you've seen him run?
Huh?
What's the farthest you've seen Gary run?
Depends on who I was chasing. Or who was chasing me.
When's the last time? I mean, I can't even remember when the last time I ran far. I think it was at the boring. I barely made it from your pit spot to the lineup. I was like, oh crap, I better slow down. I'm going to pass out here.
I'm thinking. It'll come up.
That's when I'm like, oh man, we better bring a bicycle out next time because I'm not running again.
I forgot who it was. Was it Alex that you raced?
Yes.
Oh, out here.
Yes, out here.
No way.
Out here.
Yes.
Alex
18-year-old kid. 17.
Alex. No, he was 15 or 16.
16.
No, actually, you know what? You're right,
Alex Williams.
I think we started at the light pole.
Yeah.
And went
to the corner.
The far corner house down there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot farther than Tech Punch.
He beat me, but only by a few steps. Wow. He didn't.
Driver of the 11A.
11A.
Super
yeah.
stock down in Pahrump. Yeah, Alex Williams. That's a 14. What is he, 20 now?
21.
21 now.
21.
So.
And now I'll race him because he's a little bit healthier.
He's chunkier, yeah. You probably beat him. How much have you gained since then? Anything?
About as much as he's gained.
They're both a little hard to kidnap.
And again, I don't know what reason you want to kidnap either one of these guys for, but. So this Friday night, LVMS at the Bullring. Testing tonight. We're not sure what time. We'll have to pull up the schedule.
I believe 8 o'clock is the time. There's a test, but only a 10-minute test.
Because they have the INEX guys
INEX,
doing
yes.
their stuff. But
yes.
have we...
It is out.
I just had the Saturdays.
Have we
no,
talked
a
to anybody?
Did we get that in the email?
Yes.
Did you
Friday
want
night?
Now, did you want to try to do something before, like the INEX guys, or after?
No,
or when
hold on here.
We'll have to pull up the schedule and take a look. Well, maybe we can kind of narrow it down some to when we can try to get something. Of course, Gary will probably shoot Hannah a reminder so she don't forget before Friday. And
here it is.
I can't bring
I
it up
it.
On
That's
this
fine.
Wonderful.
Here we go.
Lovely computer.
826-17
yeah,
Bullring schedule Friday. Let's see. Credentials 5 to 10. Tech inspects 5:30. Bullring practice. First practice is 7 p.m. 5 minutes per class. One rotation. Super late mods, Grand American mods, super stocks, and bombers. There's 10 races
wow.
this weekend. The bombers
night.
Are running twin 25s.
That's right. It is twins this
okay.
weekend.
Okay. Then the legends practice. That goes through to... 7:50 when the Bullring practices, seven NASCAR divisions, 7 minutes per class, one rotation, SLM, Grand American Modified, Superstocks, Bombers, then the INAX races.
Hold on. Go back to that. Was that 7 o'clock? 7,
okay,
10?
The first Bullring practice, one rotation is at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, see. But that's
okay.
only a 10-minute or a 20-minute?
That's only 20 minutes because the legends then
yeah,
practice
okay.
at 7:20.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to cutting into the legends or INEX
then
stuff.
We wouldn't be opposed to that.
Then there's
You're
a,
kidding.
No, I'm not.
Then there's a 35-minute practice from 7:50 to 8:25. That's when INEX has
okay.
their race. It started
right.
8:25.
Okay.
Then we go back to Bullring practice, 5 minutes per class, first come, first serve. Same thing, SLMs, Grand American Modified Superstocks, Bombers, and the skid plate cars. That starts at 9, and they lock down the track at 11.
I'll get with Hannah.
Depends
and see
if she
what,
wants to hang
what
out
time's
or not.
A good time for her.
Okay.
Maybe you can put it up on the on Wheels Now Facebook
yep,
page.
We'll do that as soon as we find out some info
yeah,
before Friday.
I would think the
Friday.
9 o'clock practice. This way, you know,
it doesn't
everybody
into...
get the it doesn't foul up everybody's
yep.
practice. You know, I don't know as far as the first two, everybody wants to get them in to work
right.
on their cars.
And keep in mind, Hannah
it's also
up to
Tim.
5 minutes,
it's all,
right?
Yeah,
yeah
it's
yeah,
all
exactly.
up to Tim because she's going to run on a clear track. There'll
yep.
be nobody else out there with her.
And if
so,
you want her to do right by you, if you win a race, you want to give her the time, or else she won't give you time on her mic.
That's right.
So you want to be nice to Hannah when you're out there. Yeah. So.
And let's not forget, this Saturday night is the back-to-school night for LVMS.
What's the special
yeah.
to get in? Do you bring
that's,
a backpack? What?
No.
Your friends
actually,
get in half price?
Actually, it's all local students, teachers, school staff, are admitted free along with one adult guest,
wow.
and all they got to do is present their valid IDs. That's it, that they work
oh.
for the schools. That's
so
it.
Kids can come in with a paid adult with their school ID.
All
right?
local students,
okay.
all local students, teachers, and school staff admitted free, and they're allowed to bring a guest. So if you're a teacher.
For free.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
If you're a teacher. And you show your proper ID, okay, like your Mexican passport, All right.
Detroit.
Detroit, Mexico.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay. You can bring a friend with you. Okay.
So watch your P's and Q's out there. There's going to be a lot of teachers and
that's right.
Watching
yeah.
you. Cool.
So the racing, spectator gates open at 5. And then at 5 p.m., they have super late model practice and 5:15 skid plate practice. And then they get right into qualifying. So there are no practices for any other
on race
division.
Night, on Saturday.
On Saturday race night. Spectator
okay.
gates open at 5. They're going to have the super late models out there to practice because they're going 50 laps.
No way. Wow.
It's a 50-lap show for the super late models.
I'm glad to see that. Cause let me tell you, and you guys probably disagree, but I've said it over and over. That super stock class this year has been exciting to me. From the first place guy to the last place guy, their times are so close, and they're such tight racing. There's a lot of bumping going on that, you know, hey, some people don't like. But, man, let me tell you, that is a tight division there.
No, Michael. Did I say super? I said super late.
Oh, I thought you said super stock. Okay.
No,
I thought you said super stock.
There's a super late model 50-lap race.
Super late model. Okay. And super stocks are racing, but they're typically a 35.
And they're running at 25 laps.
25.
We'll get back to your super. We'll get back to your super stocks here in a minute.
Okay.
And the Bombers are running two 25-lap races this
weekend.
Yep. After opening ceremonies at 6:50, 7 o'clock is the time they send out the first 25. The Bombers are opening the show with a 25-lap feature, and then they're closing out the show with a 25-lap
feature. So the super late models have the only practice of Saturday. I thought that's what he just said.
Yes.
No, he did say that, but I...
Yeah. The super lates are the only one with a 15-minute practice session. At 5:15, the skid plate cars will practice, and that's it.
Okay. Skid plates are the only other ones, which is good. I'm glad they're giving the skid plate guys time to figure it out before they go on the track for a race.
This is a great night. Every division is running. Every division, the Bombers, the Thunder Cars, the Bandolero Outlaws, Bandolero Bandits, Skid Plates, and they're in the middle of the show.
Wow.
The Skid Plate Cars with a 12-lap, then the Modifieds, then the Super Stocks, then the Legends, then the Super Lates, and then the Bombers. Every division is running.
Wow.
This Saturday. So
it's going to be a good night.
Get your fill of racing. I keep on hearing.
No, that's
ding,
me
ding,
over
ding
here.
Near my ear.
Gary's trying to put some ringing in your ears.
Yeah.
He's trying to brainwash you into thinking he can run.
He can. Crying out loud. anybody who thinks Gary can or can't run this, give us a call. 702-485-4699. I'd love to hear your opinion. And I'll take a side bet with you also. That's all.
Well, I have to say, you can't beat Hannah.
No, hey, I don't even want to try.
With a 26.2 mile race, I don't think you can go through that long. Okay.
Nope. I can't even run the .2, let alone the 26.
You get .1 back and .1 back to your pits. So.
Yeah.
I get tired. I'm old enough. I can't watch somebody.
I get tired watching
somebody running a .2. Yeah.
I know.
No, and again, congratulations to Hannah for running a 26.2 mile marathon.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Yeah. No, and thanks.
I'm glad I wasn't here that night. I would have been suckered into some sort of racing or something.
I love pepperoni pizza. Well, there would have been some Twinkies there
for you,
too.
I'm going to guard the pizza by the time Gary gets back.
We would have had
if he knows I'm at the pizza starting
he's
to
coming.
Eat, I know he'll make it back. JJ's eating the pizza. You better hurry.
We'll have him carry the Twinkies so you can't screw each other out of pizza and Twinkies.
Oh, he's got a lot of Twinkies he's going to be carrying.
Now, I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to be Friday night. Hannah in a Bomber. Gary with his Nikes on.
His Skechers.
Skechers. Memory foam Skechers. So, hey, if you want
Dr. Scholl's orthotics.
Yeah, he's going to be going to the doctor after, probably.
Yeah, but we need Rob Street. I hope he's listening. We need to call him.
Yeah, we'll shoot
video.
Him an email or phone
definitely
call.
Definitely
got to
get Rob Street on there.
Anyways, this is, you know, this is something that just popped up, nothing we planned or anything like that.
Here's going to be Michael next week on this radio show after I run.
I'm telling you, he can run this like a piece of cake. Really.
He did say four pieces of pie. But
when I heard the White House, to me, the White House is out there on Speedway Boulevard.
No, the little White House.
That's the White House. When I
the
heard
little
the
White,
White
House,
okay, I was like trying to figure out the way down Hollywood and out
right.
to the White House.
Oh, no,
okay.
No. We'll go the back way. And keep the back door. The back
gate
that
opened right. And then when he said, oh, the what? The tech barn.
The
I'm
little
like,
White
that's
House.
A piece of cake.
Yeah. Hey, don't cut it short by saying the tire barn either. It's the tech barn. That's
well,
like
that's where,
10
that's
extra
where
steps.
Jim is at that time.
Well, that's we're gonna make sure he maybe he can be further from the tech barn. I don't know.
Let me guess. Next, you're gonna make me run to the tower, right?
That's what I want. Yeah, mm-hmm. Be right up the tower and back.
He
and,
still can make that.
Hey, it's got an
no
elevator.
No problem.
And
no
Hannah
problem.
Said that elevator's slow, so I can rest.
That's true.
Okay. That's
all right. Well, I hope she's going to make it to be able to get in a car. She said she would. She was pretty excited about it. So we'll see Friday night. You can also want to find out more about the practice schedule and Saturday night schedule. You can go to lvms.com, click on the Bullring link, and you'll find a bunch of stuff there. You can also go to the BomberNation.com website. Check out the message board. I haven't been on the message board in a while. So.
Let me ask you this,
yes.
Michael.
Yes.
If I don't make it, does that mean Hannah's not going to test my car?
No. You don't get pizza. I know that's one thing. And you don't get to boast about your win. I don't know. We'll have to come up with a losing thing.
He's going to make it. Just let me make a phone call. I know he's going to make it.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Metro, non-emergency. I was wondering if I could get an officer present out at the bullring Friday night, please.
Well, see, leave it to JJ to have a direct line to somebody at Metro that has busted him before.
No.
He's probably talking to the cop.
No, not just a regular officer. I need to make somebody move. Can you bring your canine unit out? I need one stationed in the pits, and I need another dog stationed at the tech barn. Yeah. Yep. Oh, sure. I'll pay. No problem. I got Mike's credit card. Yeah, that's a piece of cake. Yeah. The dogs can have pizza and cake also. All right. Great. Thank you very
all
much,
right.
officer.
I guess Jay set it all up.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal.
Yeah,
Gary's
yeah.
going to be running.
Hey, I'd be running too. Some of them dogs. We'll slip some weed in his pocket or something. Watch the dogs chase him.
That's you know I want you brought that up. You brought that up. These poor dogs. I think I'm a dog owner. You're a dog owner.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And I just thought of it because Nevada passed. It didn't come to my mind Oregon or Colorado passed the recreation. Okay. These canine dogs got to be going up a wall. There's friggin' pot everywhere now.
That's true.
You come on. I mean, really.
You go down Boulder
really,
Highway
you
and you're like, whoa.
You got to come out of it. I mean, 1 out of 10 cars, man.
You know,
I mean, these poor wow. dogs. Okay, 9 out of 10 cars.
There you go.
All right. You think about these dogs, these, you know, DEA dogs that have been trained all these years to sniff this crap out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's just like, what are they, automatically retired or sent to another state that it's not legal?
Good point. I mean,
we have to get rid of these ones and get some that's.
I don't know. I've always been off base thinking.
Yeah, I never thought of that. But
I
do some work at this apartment complex up in North Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I don't think there's an apartment I go in or walk by that does not smell like pot.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You can go in any apartment.
Yeah.
I don't care. I admit, whether it's North Las Vegas, whether it's Summerlin, whether it's Green Valley.
Yeah, I'm just having one that I take care of. You're right. Anywhere.
You walk down the strip, it's just a smog.
Right.
Okay.
And that shouldn't be, because it's not legal to smoke it when you're out and about in public. Just like it's not like, you know, drinking a beer somewhere, you know, I mean, even that's illegal to have open container in most areas. So I don't know. That's a whole other issue. I guess our issue would be,
I don't know. I just, you know, it came into my mind, you know, with my, I had a friend who has a canine dog, had one,
right.
You know, had for 5 years on the force.
A permanent friend.
You know, and it was like, what about these dogs, man, that have been trained to sniff this out of cars and suitcases and body and houses, and it's a regular thing now.
But keep in mind, if you see the ATF or Homeland Security, it's still illegal federally.
Yeah. Federally.
Yep. So they won't smoke in front of them or around them.
And when was the last time you saw the ATF out here?
You know what?
Surrendered. They just surrendered.
Well, the reason is
Colorado, Oregon.
I seen the Homeland Security, this vehicle driving the other day. This is a Homeland Security, whatever it was on it. And I was like, wow, that's weird. I was like, but yeah, maybe you don't want to be caught smoking. Not that I do it, but anybody be caught smoking around a federal agent or anything like that. Because it's still illegal federally, just not on the...
Well,
state
their
and
dogs
local
are
level.
Still employed.
That's where they send the other dogs up to the federal.
I mean, really, if you had a unit like that, I mean, even ATF at the airport. Okay, sniffing luggage.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not illegal
to
have
the dogs
pot that smell like.
The dogs would go nuts.
Clothes that smell like pot, right?
Okay. I mean, every other bag. You know, really. They start sniffing it. It's just finally they sit down and say, fuck it. They all got
everybody, yeah. Let them all go. What the hell?
What do they got to do? Train them to sniff out the bags that don't have pot in them?
Hey, maybe we can get to be chemical sniffing dogs for tire altering compounds at racetracks. We'll give these dogs a job.
Retrain them?
Yep. Retrain them. So
no
soaking your tires. These dogs have a new job.
They used to have one of those in Irwindale. Wonder
what happened to that dog.
He retired.
Ended up
there
missing.
There was too many tires.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many tires.
Couldn't keep up.
Yeah. So.
The dog couldn't sniff fast enough.
Burned out his nostrils.
Speaking of Irwindale, are we allowed to say the Lucas Oil Modified raced in Irwindale this past weekend. Taylor Minch, I think, won the main for the Lucas Oil Modified. But we did have one of our locals race out there, and not the Lucas Oil division, but in the Super Stock division out at Irwindale on the 3/8. I think they have a 3/8 or a third mile inside the half mile. And that would be the Tim Richter, our local favorite, our local hero.
Yeah. One of our local heroes here.
Not our superhero, but our local hero.
Our superhero is Cindy Clark in the skin plate.
No, that's the Wonder Woman.
That's Wonder Woman. Okay.
Our superhero is Mark Ellis.
Yes. Oh, okay. There you go.
Yes.
That's true.
Tim Richter just falls under one of our local heroes.
Okay.
Mark Ellison falls under our superhero.
Superhero status, huh? Wow.
Yes.
Whew. So Tim's got a long ways to go to get the superhero status. But anyways, first place in the Super Stock. Congratulations to Tim Richter in the Super Stock division out at Irwindale this past weekend. I wish I would not have been working so I could have went and watched.
Yes, I agree.
But congrats. It's nice to see one of our locals go to another track and show them.
How
we got.
Well, according to Irwindale Event Center, as everybody knows, we were supposed to talk about this last week because that's when it broke. Tim Richter owns one of the last first place trophies that's going to be given out there because Irwindale is closing at the end of the year.
Yes.
Yep.
As of right now, it's
pretty solid, I guess, that it's going to happen. They're going to finish out this season, and they said they will up until that midnight of, or whatever of that night of race, and they're going to
January 30th.
Yeah, January 30th or 31st,
like
that they're going to commit to finishing this race season, which is in January, and then that will be the supposedly be the last show. But again,
this is what, the fourth time that they
But you know, man, they're running out of those genie wishes keeping that place open, you know.
I mean, what was it 2 years ago? Toyota came in and saved it.
Right. Well, that was a few years
that's
back.
When they pulled
that's when
out.
They pulled out a few
that's
years back, and then this group now that investment group that has it now came in after Toyota. Was it probably, I guess within 6 months or so after Toyota pulled out, they came in and then opened it up as Irwindale Event Center instead of Toyota.
Yeah, Irwindale or Toyota of Irwindale or something along them lines.
You know, was able to come in and keep it going, but there's no talk of what the future of the track site is going to become. It could just sit there dormant. It could become something else. The last time they were talking about a shopping center, I believe, in that site, but I don't think that's the talk this time. But
I don't know. That's a lot of EPA rulings they got to overcome with all the construction that they got to do out there and comply with EPA standards. I mean, there's a ton of oil and gas all over that ground. So it all depends.
Obviously, somebody's got,
you know, the environmental protected.
Yeah,
well, you know, those white envelopes that go out the back door, who the hell knows?
Maybe we could all become like oil inspectors before they turn it over.
There you
we
go.
Get
hey,
some of them white
California's
envelopes.
Rules and regulations, you know. Heaven forbid if you spit on the ground.
We'll get our own white envelopes.
Yeah.
No, we won't go there.
Can't smoke at Disney. Can't drop oil on the dirt. Heaven forbid we can't grow palm trees.
You had to bring up Disney.
Hey, speaking of our superhero is out there, Irwindale, Mark Allison. He finished up 22nd.
Don't? I didn't see that.
He was under an alias. Under like Mark Allen or something like that.
Superhero Mark Allen?
Well, he didn't have his alias number out there. Oh, okay. He still ran the number 115, that beautiful car. Doug Hamm finished up 13th. He got a top 15. And Cameron Morgan finished up 27th. So Jason Irwin finished 7th. And if I missed any of our other locals, I'm sorry. Either that or they didn't make the race.
And they're saying this is the last time Lucas Oil will be there.
Right.
At Irwindale.
So they're going to need another race somewhere, another track.
I'm sure they'll
fill in that schedule.
No doubt in another half mile, which, you know, I know Kern had them on quite a few times, but not as points races. It's usually like piggybacking a special event. So maybe we'll see them out at Kern with on their half mile track with the points race.
Yeah, they might
so
pick
we'll
it up.
See.
Who do you think? I mean, with Irwindale closing, who do you think? You know, my question is, who's going to benefit from this? I mean, certainly not the fans or the racers out there that have,
you know,
spent thousands of dollars watching and racing.
Let me tell you, it sucks.
What
to
do you
see
think, Mike?
A track like that right. go out. I hope somebody with deep pockets steps in and keeps it open somehow. I mean, that is a state of the art facility there. If you've never been to Irwindale, you got to go before they close.
Yeah, beautiful facility. We were out there 2 years ago.
Yep. Well, and they have their drift events there. They always sell out their stands with these Formula D races and so on, which is a huge deal in California with drifting and all that. And they sell out. So I don't know. I don't think it's a matter of you know, making income at that track. I just think it's track owners, property owners wanting different plans, you know.
I remember going out there to you. We sat elbow to elbow.
Oh yeah.
Out there. They had a Volkswagen show. They had a
I don't think I've ever been to that track where it hasn't been packed.
They had a live band out front.
Yeah.
All kinds of vendors.
Some of the food.
Yeah. They had a bar,
vendors,
a beer garden out
there.
Yeah.
You know, and they put on a hell of a show. We walked the track and It was a great show, and we were elbow to elbow. The place was packed.
Yeah. And if you
from 6:30, you needed to be in a seat.
And if you haven't
the show started
been
at
on the
7.
Track too, the track itself being on the track is something else. I mean, you got the half mile track, and you also have the flat center track. You got the three-eighths mile or third mile. I can't remember which one it is inside, but you know, they also have like a drag strip over there in that area.
The drags were running that night also.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of, you know,
a lot going on.
It's a great
on.
Facility.
Yeah.
And I hate to see it close.
So do I, you know,
but
say, I know that where are these guys going to go?
You know, I think Orange Show is going to be the closest one that's going to benefit.
That's going to benefit.
Yeah,
from
I think so. And I hope. Which is good for Orange Show.
They're going to adapt their rules and their divisions. I mean, major shakeup or try to absorb all these.
You know, I don't know. I think we'll see some stragglers in Vegas probably that, you know, guys that do are hardcore racers. We might see a couple people, I think, there. I think some of them guys are going to pick the next closest asphalt track, which I think is going to be Orange Show. Even though it's a tiny track compared to their track.
Yeah.
Could be Kern. You probably see a lot of guys going up to Kern at like a half mile. So I don't know. A lot of people benefit, but there's going to be more people not benefiting probably from it. Yeah. Especially the
fans got to travel.
You know, the fans,
I think is in their backyard. The access driving into that track, mm-hmm. the parking, everything was so convenient in there.
Yeah.
It was all laid out. Very simple.
Yeah. There's been a couple times where I planned a trip down at Pasadena, just had nothing to do with racing, but just happened to know, hey, on those particular nights, there was a race going on. So I kind of made a long weekend out of it to go watch races at Irwindale while I was doing some other stuff, you know, in nearby Pasadena, you know. So, all right, you know, but I don't know. It's a shame. Hate to see it happen, but I hope somebody steps in. We'll see.
Times, you know, just when you think.
Can you break out your credit card, JJ? Gary said you got unlimited.
JJ from 2 feet away, he'll just throw the credit card on the counter and say, charge it to that.
Here you go. Keep this track open. Yeah. Here's my card.
Yeah. And anything else you need, just put it on there.
You know, speaking of that, there's like, and I think they're still working out of the track site, is that race car factory shop that which they build, fabricate, and setups and all that stuff out of one of the shops at Irwindale. So, you know, they're gonna have to be relocated.
Yeah.
Of course, the S2 late models are one of theirs. So I don't know.
Where did the dragsters go?
Yeah.
The Division 9.
Oh,
that's something else.
We're the closest, true. Yeah, that's even worse for them guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I
don't know.
That's another downfall.
They can start a GoFundMe page if you want to save Irwindale. If not, all the proceeds go to Mike and Gary.
That's right.
But we sure will try to save it.
Hannah Ricker will be doing 100 straight laps in the bomber and is looking for sponsors at $1 a lap.
Yeah, there you go. Starting at 100,000.
Gary is looking for a sponsor for his marathon. Run from the pits to the Tech Barn back at $100.
So he has to do a run. It will do a 26.2 mile marathon for Gary, but it's $10,000 per mile.
So, hey,
kind of off track.
That's a heck of an idea. You get Hannah out there. We got the gas. Get Hannah out there to run 100 laps. That's it. I'll put up a buck. You get her to run 100 laps one night, I'll put up $1 and go to Speedway Children Charities.
$1 a lap?
$1 a lap.
I will talk to her this weekend.
Okay.
She'll be like, come on, she'll just pull $100 out of her pocket and say, I'll just pay for it. How about that?
Or
I don't put any effort into it.
She's got to run that car till the tank is dry, stay on the track, we fill it up in the infield, and she's got to go right back out there and run 100 laps.
Hey, let me ask you this. Should I ask her before she goes and tests or after she tests?
Let her get comfortable with the car.
Hey, that's a good idea. We should put whatever 8-gallon tanks and all the whatever. Who cares what kind of car? And then whoever lasts the longest running out of gas wins.
I'll give it that. Yeah. She run 100 laps, $1 a lap. As many laps as she can run in that car, stay out in that car.
I think you should go
donate
$5 a lap.
No, $5. No,
right away is in my back pocket again. Right away in my back pocket again.
I tell you what, I'll match your dollar with a dollar a lap also.
Uh-oh.
That's $2
a lap. $200 for Speedway Children's Charity.
I was going to say, and all this is going to Speedway Children's Charity.
All of it to Speedway Children's Charity.
Which
she runs 100 laps in our bomber. Okay.
On practice night, so she could piss everybody off,
or on race night. So she could really piss everyone off.
Don't tell anybody. Just act like you don't hear anybody. Just stay out there.
Yeah. We'll set it up with Tim one early Friday or late Saturday.
Maybe you should set it up with Hannah first.
Oh, Hannah's good with it.
You've been married too long. You just start making decisions for women.
Wait,
women are equal nowadays. I don't know if you know that.
She loves Speedway Children Charities. She loves promoting the events going on at Speedway Children Charities. Both times she was on the radio, she promoted Speedway Children Charities. I'm just trying to support. That's all.
It's good to support.
I right now. Between you and me, if she runs 100 laps, she's capable of bringing in $200 to Speedway Children Charity.
I tell you what.
I think there's 1,000 people on the show that knows that. That's listening to the show.
I think we can get more women out there, and then each car that's out there with a girl in it.
No, that's my car.
You want the inexperienced driver in the car, but you want the experienced drivers in the other cars. See, now that's where the difference is. So you want Kaylee Barker in whatever other car that she knows how to drive. So you want the inexperienced driver in your car, right? That would make more sense.
I want Hannah on the track by herself at $1 a lap.
Hey, you can make judgment calls for Hannah. I'll make some for Kaylee. Who else? Cindy Clark. We'll get under the skid plate car.
Hey, Cindy in her skid plate car. But not with Hannah. That might not come out very well. All right, I'm going to switch gears.
Cindy Clark, who we're talking about, Cone Killer Clark. He's got over 1,000 laps out there.
Yes, or more.
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Wonder Woman who runs a 1-0.
And you're talking about previous to the skid plates. So.
Yes. Yeah, she used to run. A lot of people don't know. She used to run a super late.
Back
in 99,
2000.
Yeah.
And we'll find out more about that.
Yeah, we'll get to her. Yep. But anyway, do you want to
switch gears? As you know, we wasn't on last week. But the week before, Arlie and I ventured off to Pahrump. And
oh, boy.
We raced in Pahrump.
Oh, boy. Pahrump dirt racing. Went and got dirty.
Yes.
Played in the dirt with the other.
And the car washed up clean.
How hard did you have to wash it?
So, I just want to say good job to Arlie. He finished fourth, neck and neck with Mike Lane.
Nice.
And I mean, you couldn't even see Arlie's car. He was on the outside. Of course, I was on the backstretch. And you couldn't even see his car.
I'm going to speak for JJ.
Mike.
Did Mike get into Arlie at all?
That's a yes.
I was racing my car.
So you didn't visually see... what happened, if anything did happen. Okay,
so,
I'm sorry to ask. Congrats to Arlie.
Mike didn't hit anybody in packing, at least. I'll give him that credit.
Okay, now listen. So you say how, you know, hey, dirt
as
racing.
As opposed to a modified driver.
You know, dirt racing is all, you know, it's safer sometimes than asphalt and blah, blah, blah. But here it is, an incident you had happen to you during what's called mud packing, because what they do is
wheel packing.
They they wet the track down, and then before like heats and mains and all that come on, they send every type of car out there to just pack the
to run the track
the dirt,
in, smooth it out,
Yep. They water it, you know,
right? Get it tacky, get it smooth, get the groove into the
track. And you're talking about speeds, just idle type speeds.
Oh yeah,
very,
no,
very
nothing.
Slow.
Yeah,
half the guys don't even put helmets on.
Yeah,
or
well,
anything.
They put a helmet on. They don't strap it in.
Uh-huh,
they
right.
they don't even wear their suit. They
right.
you know they
well,
just
you need to.
Yeah.
Well,
you
what
need
happened?
To.
So you had an incident that happened.
No, I didn't have an incident. Somebody that drives a modified
well,
can't see.
You were involved in an
yes.
incident.
Yes. I was going through three, about almost a four, and I got clobbered by a modified.
You're talking about this is just mud, the dirt
this
packing.
Is packing.
Yeah. We're packing.
And
yeah.
hold on. I'm not talking just a little bump. He bent the metal bumper that's on the back of my car
wow.
in. And that bumper has been there for about 7 years, and it's been hit a lot.
And it's been hit by 3,800-pound bombers and
yes.
whatnot and never bent before.
No. And
I nailed that sucker in the old 33.
And this and the bumper has stayed on
so what? So what happened? Was he getting into it? Like
he was just coming off the corners and going down the backstretch almost full speed.
And he shouldn't have been doing that.
And he should have never been doing that. Yes.
Yeah.
But I feel sorry for those modified drivers. If that dude didn't see my big white bomber,
well, if he didn't know better than to do that. During wheel packing, anyways, something else.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that.
I brought it up to higher management to say you better stop that before there's a bigger problem than my car. And
did he race that night?
Yes, he did.
He
and thank God it was my car and not one of those little dwarfs out there
yeah.
packing.
Right.
I think he would have sent that thing
stock.
Over the wall. Yeah,
oh,
or
man.
A mini stock. Yeah. No, he clobbered my car pretty good, but you know,
and he didn't even come over to apologize.
Nope, he didn't.
Well, you know, he probably thought it was your fault. You shouldn't have been on the track.
Oh yeah.
No.
Hey, when I'm told to go wheel pack, I'm allowed to be out there. So,
but
that's what
yeah.
it is. It's not like I interfered with the modified race.
It was
wheel packing
where they put they actually require all divisions to come out and wheel pack, so it's equal to all divisions.
Matter of fact, he says if you don't wheel pack, you'll start last in your division.
Right.
So he is saying every car needs to go
wheel pack, make a lap or two, and then pull off at least.
Lesson learned for everybody to take from this: it's simple. If you're in a race car and you're going on the racetrack, have your helmet, your neck brace, your full fire suit,
very
your
good
fire,
point.
Your Nomex.
Yep,
you're in
absolutely.
A vehicle you don't know. This may have been a simple packing. Probably, I haven't seen incidents happen. Maybe you slide down, you do a little bump, but not the damage that's been done to the 33. You do not go out on a racetrack without your full safety equipment.
Yeah, good
with
point.
All five belts strapped down.
Yep. I don't know how many times like I've been on
you can
a dirt track and not. Yeah.
You know, stranger
mm-hmm.
things
yeah.
could happen. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? He hit the car. I'll give the benefit of the doubt. His throttle stuck.
Right.
Something like that could happen on any car
at
any
time
when you're on a racetrack.
Yeah.
So
good
lesson
point.
Learned. Wear all your safety
anytime
equipment.
You get in that car.
Anytime you get
track,
in that car
any track.
And get in the track.
Anyways, hey, we're running out of time. Real quick, be out there Friday night for Test and Tune at LVMS. We'll try to find out more information on pinpointing a time, but if we're not sure, just get out there early enough, 7 o'clock or so. If you want to see Hannah out there, and you also want to see Gary come into the pits and want to see him run.
Run, Gary, run.
And the very worst case, we'll see you out at the races this weekend. Either at LVMS, go to LVMS.com, or maybe head out to Curup. I think they have a race this weekend. So we'll see. Either one. But we'll see you there wherever. Thank you for joining us at OnWheelsNow.com, and we'll see you next Tuesday live at
6 p.m. Be listening for Cindy Clark
next week.
Yep.
We'll see you on Facebook. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.